"There now," said Mary, tying a little shawl closer under her chin. "Aren't we boastful this early hour of the morning? Maybe I'll wait till sunset to see what kind of man I have got." The work began. Martin measured the ground by the southern fence for the first ridge, a strip of ground 4 feet wide, and he placed the line along the edge and pegged it at each end. Then he spread fresh seaweed over the strip. Mary filled her apron with seeds and began to lay them in rows. When she was a little distance down the ridge, Martin advanced with his spade to the head, eager to commence. "Now, in the name of God," he cried, spitting on his palms, "let us raise the first sod."
"Oh, Martin, wait till I'm with you," cried Mary,
dropping her seeds on the ridge and running up to him. Her fingers outside her woolen mittens were numb with the cold, and she couldn't wipe them in her apron. Her cheeks seemed to be on fire. She put an arm round Martin's waist and stood looking at the green sod his spade was going to cut with the excitement of a little child.